Good morning, everyone. Please take a seat, and we're going to start. I think I've got a pretty nice backdrop today for comments, and we do have some speechifying today. Good morning, and welcome to this wonderful celebration. The first thing I think we should do is give a big hand to that wonderful band, Marilyn and the G-Strings. Also, I just want to introduce a few of the elected officials that are in the audience today. First, the Kirkland City Council, Councilmember Asher, Councilmember Sweet, Deputy Mayor Marcioni, and Councilmember Nixon. Let's give them a hand. Also, we are always privileged to have Representative Larry Springer in the audience. So, and there's going to be plenty of other introductions. As I look over this audience, I see so many people who have been involved in Kirkland. So you can practically shake the hand of your neighbor and talk to them for a minute and get a full history of this city. So it's just a pleasure to see you all today. So we are here today for three reasons, and we have many reasons to celebrate. Now, the history of this park starts with the Curtis family, who came to Kirkland in the 1880s. And today we are really privileged to have a couple of members of the Curtis family here today. We have Judy Acton and Donna Acton Howland. Let's give them a hand. Now, where are you?
Full disclosure, I went to school and graduated with Judy Acton. She was a good student.
Thank you so much, Judy and Donna, for coming today, and also for your donation of the wonderful pictures that are on the historic interpretive sign. So from the early 1990s through the 1960s, these lakeside acres that you see today had many uses. It was the site of the Curtis Landing, a home for Standard Oil fuel tanks, and kind of a swimming hole. Which brings us to our first cause of celebration, three women, Doris, Judy, and Dolores. As the 1960s were coming to an end, three women got it into their heads that the purchase of this property would be an amazing and spectacular park. Dolores Teutsch, Judy Froelich, and Doris Cooper, in the newspaper articles, they were called the housewives. Times have changed. They were advised by our first city manager, Al Locke, and supported by the city council at the time, and they used a secret weapon to get what they wanted, a high-tech weapon of the time, the telegram. They orchestrated a ferocious telegram campaign aimed at our congressional delegation in Washington, D.C., and they succeeded in securing the federal funds for Houghton Beach Park. And I hope all of you will take a moment to take a look at the historic interpretive sign that tells the story of Houghton Beach Park. It's quite prominent and has the most wonderful, very prominent picture of the three women kind of looking out into the sunset, pointing towards our bright Kirkland future. Which brings me to the second reason we are here today. Also on that historic interpretive sign are the names of the park board members from the time, the council members, the designer of the park, and others who were responsible for the park that we enjoy today. These were amazing public servants and citizens, and we need to remember that all we treasure about this city, many had to fight for and many had to pay for. Our beautiful city, which is well run and ringed by spectacular parks, wasn't by accident. So I want to take a moment to read some of the names of these hometown heroes who worked to realize this park. And each of these names do appear on that historic sign. And as I read your name, please feel free to stand. We're going to be doing a lot of clapping. Also, if you are a relative of one of the folks, be sure to wave or stand. So first, the park board members that appear on the sign. I'm sorry, first the city council members, excuse me. Randy Bankson, J.S. Clark, Jim Henwood, Albert King, A. Lee Lanham, Joe Martineau, Bob Neer, I know you're here, Dick Shinstrom, and Bill Woods. Let's give him a hand. Now from the Kirkland Parks Board of those days, Ken Aniker, who I believe son is here today, Rod Anderson, Arnie Berkey, Jim Brennan, Kathy Davidson, Gerhard Dykman, my seventh grade teacher. I make the joke that I'm still waiting for that A, but I'm actually now at 60 willing to take a B, sir. Glenn Greer, Wayne Johnson, Bob Norman, Eric Van, and student members Stephen Endridge, Susan Evans, and Dan Higgins. In addition, also on that sign are the names of Al Locke, our city manager at the time, David Brink, director of parks, Harry Cummins, who was the architect for the park, yes, sir, and Tom Clark Gerard, landscape architect, and I believe some of his relatives are also here today. So these are a lot of heroes, and I would like to ask them all to stand. In addition, I would like every past council member or park board member who is here today to stand, and please, let's give them a round of applause. Come on. Come on, all you heroes. Or wait. And finally, we are here to honor a great lady by adding her name to this park that began her decades of devotion to Kirkland, our own Doris Cooper. Former mayor, park advocate, neighborhood activist, regional leader, and mentor to many council members that came after her. Greg Johnson of The Patch recently described Doris Cooper as a woman of iron will. Certainly, there's got to be something stronger than iron. On her weakest days, she had iron will. I was thinking more like titanium. And we are really lucky here that we're going to start with some wonderful guest speakers that are going to talk about the time when this park was purchased and developed, and also some stories about our Doris. So, and the next three speakers all worked closely with Doris and helped to develop this park. And our first speaker is, appropriately enough, Mr. Al Locke, Kirkland's first city manager. Mr. Locke.
She's hard to follow. You know, iron is, you know, Doris wasn't locked in spit nails when she got a little mad at times.
Oh, yes.
You know, today, when you look up there and you look at that heavy cloud just below it, well, Doris is right there. She's with us at this park, and she's very proud to have all of us show up, and I'm proud to be here to help celebrate. The just a minute. Doris wanted me to remind you that nothing can be accomplished alone. It was all with you folks that helped do Houghton Beach, which is now Doris Cooper Beach. Uh-oh. Is the Kirkland reporter here? Oh, okay. Anyhow, Doris asked me, would you please burn that photograph? you know, this is so wonderful to see everybody out here that I've been friends with. And everything. You know, I go walking downtown, and I'm on my third language before someone will say hi. I want, where are you people when I'm out walking around? It's just wonderful, you know, and all of us are so much involved in this community. I'd like to have any some of you are standing so you can sit, or those sitting can stand. Is there anyone here who has not helped Kirkland? Ah, well, that's good. God, if anyone was, it's about time you start helping, because everybody else has. Thanks for joining this celebration. It's a pleasure to be here and to see all my friends, and Doris's friends, and everybody's friends. You know, I have to laugh, because Doris would enjoy this. But, you know, last night we were down at the wine festival, and it cost me $16 for a glass of wine. And I had to laugh back in 1992 when Doris and Judy got Mosvego, and we had 5-cent beers. So what a difference a day makes, you know? And, you know, that 5-cent beer actually tasted better than that glass of wine I had. Now, this is going to help a lot of you, because I like to have you sort of drop back 50 years, not quite 50, it's about 47, when things were starting to happen, and this is when we were all going. And, oh, you know, drop them. You people look younger right now. Just drop them back. Try that at home. You know, it might work. But anyhow, we were all young. We were eager, and we were determined to make Kirkland a better place. And what a great group of people that helped do that. You know, and we had the first thing that really got things moving was the Marina Park. When that got built, it brought around community support, community spirit, and a rallying that, hey, we can do more. And we just have sort of moved on and on from that. Matter of fact, in Marina Park, the women, the Altrusa Club, they donated the first piece of public art, and that's the fountain in the park there, and that's still a very well-visited and recognized spot. But, you know, the today is about Houghton Beach, and but before I get to it, I had to change cards. Oh, life is good. Anyhow, from Marina Park, things started really rolling. And we had great mayors. We had Jim Volks, Bill Woods, Bob Neer, D.V. Hurst, and Doris Cooper. And we had Joe Martineau served a little bit of time in there. And they were all, and all with their other council members, we just kept rolling. And things just got going. And it was fun. We had, and Houghton Beach came into a very important part of that. But I have to go beyond that. But I want you to know that Houghton Beach will always be known as Doris Cooper Houghton Beach. But Doris would be very mad at me if I would just drop that and said, hey, what a wonderful job she did. Things were on a roll. We had, you know, I'm going to use, and I have to be careful because I could use all of the people, but I'm going to say Doris Cooper's signature. We started moving with a lot of things. You know, we had this park. Shortly after this one, we expanded.
Thank you.
Hey, well, anyhow, as I was saying, Doris would be upset if we didn't talk about where she moved. She didn't just work hard on Houghton Beach. She was working hard for Kirkland and the waterfront. And I'm going to talk mainly the waterfront, but, you know, Kirkland or Doris's signature, you know, like a Costco Kirkland signature, well, we got as a very proud part of our community. And, you know, Marsh Park down the way, Muscle Park I was talking about, which is just on the other side, that's a volleyball park. Marsh Park, you know, we used to joke back when we first got that going, there were signs in every window, help wanted. Well, the funny thing was, we call it Unemployment Beach because it was every sunny day it was loaded. But, everybody was supposed to be working, but I don't know what happened. But, anyhow, parks get their nickname. Juanita Bay, Yarrow Wetlands, on and on and on. We had a lot of fun getting a lot of places. And some of the things that we don't think about are the little parks, like the street end parks. The 10th Street End Park, there's a dock down there that in order for the developer to encroach a little bit closer to our road, we said, okay, you've got to put that dock is 50% city and 50% theirs. We had an arrangement, and you maintain it all. But we also, on 2nd Street, where the Wawona used to be, that dock going out there is on city property, and that's all part of our amenities. And these were all things that just kept making the town wonderful. But, you know, it wasn't just the parks. It's the assets that go along with the parks. One of the key assets that I damn near got killed over, Doris was a big leader in this, the waterfront trail. The waterfront trail, there were a lot of people that liked to shot the city council and city manager and planning commission and put up. But that trail is a very important part of our community, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you use it once in a while. At times it feels awkward because it does encroach a little bit on private property, but that's okay. You know, another thing that you don't think about, but as you drive along the boulevard, we have what is called view corridors, and those are things that we build in during the early stages of the park waterfront development. We also... many of you do remember, you know, Lake Ocean Boulevard was just a pit. I mean, the street lamps leaned, they looked like drunks coming out of a bar. They were leaning all over and everything. And we underground all the power. We got wide sidewalks on here. We built the street. And then along come public art. There's a lot of public art all along the boulevard. I love the storyteller across the way and all the other arts. And of course the Jensen family, the Ballantines, Fred Dance was involved in donating to our parks. As a matter of fact, Fred Dance gave us money in lieu of putting in some playground equipment at a drive-in theater we had, and that money helped me. With our matching money, which we needed very, very, very much. You know, another very interesting development that I call a park, city doesn't own it, but it's Caroline Point. And Mayor D.B. Hurst allowed me to send a letter to the Skinner Corporation. Skinner Corporation decided they were tired of it and they were gonna build what I call shoeboxes, a whole starting the south end, and a whole row of shoeboxes, they were condominiums, because that was a hot thing. On the waterfront, unfortunately, almost everything was mobile family. Well, they applied for a permit, and I was just, it just wasn't right, because when you get the difference between a mixed use that we have on Caroline Point and condominiums, there's just no public. We might have had a trail in front of it, but you never felt wanted. So I think when we were able to convince Skinner to withdraw that permit, actually, and come up with a whole new study, and they come out, and I think all of us today are very proud of Caroline Point, And I'm certainly proud of it. But what I'm proud of most is that you can go in there and walk around, do whatever you want, and it's just another big park, but we don't have to mow it. You can... one more thing on Doris. You know, Doris loved park bond issues. I think Doris loves bond issues, period. She was great. As a matter of fact, you know, the bicentennial bond issue was the folder that we used won the national award. It was just very well done, very, very, very rewarding. And she was involved with so many things, and she helped so many other cities with the bond issue concept she had. And usually she always won. She loved to win. Don't we all, huh? But anyhow, it was a real honor to be able to be up here and fill you in a little bit on the history. And I'm very proud of this park being Doris Cooper, Putin Beach.
Also, just before we introduce the next speaker, I do want to point out that Councilmember Amy Wallen is here as well. So, welcome, Amy. So, during the time of these large acquisitions and telegram appeals, et cetera, our mayor was Bill Woods. Our next speaker is Mayor Bill Woods.
Al gave my speech, along with Terry's and everyone else's. Really, I want to welcome you all here today. It's wonderful to see so many old friends that I haven't seen for a long time. So it's.
Can we turn it up?
Turn it up? How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
It's the first time anyone ever told me to speak up. Anyway. You know, I met Doris shortly after the consolidation of the two cities. Can you hear me now?
No, not really.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, shortly after the consolidation, Doris, as you probably some of you remember, I'm sure Ralph does, she was not that enamored with the fact that Houghton was becoming part of Kirkland. If you remember, the signs Houghton Lives were by any other name was not the same. That's right. But what most of them didn't realize that shortly after we took over the city of Houghton, we went up and we found $40,000 of unpaid bills that we didn't know about. And I don't think most of the people of Houghton knew about that either. But during the time, Doris and the three housewives, as we say, were promoting the Houghton Beach Park, and I've had the opportunity to sit down to some of the meetings and experience Doris's humor. And I was trying to think of a definition for Doris's humor because it wasn't exactly the same as some. And I came up with a biting humor. Because when she would say something funny, we all laughed, but we weren't sure whether we were getting the needle or getting a joke. So anyway, I was pretty much used to her humor when Doris came on the council, but the council hadn't been exposed to that. And so the first meeting, Doris walked into the council, and you have to remember, the city council was made up of Dick Shinstrom, Al King, Lee Lanham, myself, and Ralph Thomas, who was a city attorney, we all lived west of Market. And Doris walked in and she says, "Oh, so these are the fat cats from west of Market." Well, I thought it was funny, but a couple of the council people took exception to the referring to us as the fat cats. But it didn't take long for us to realize that Doris was going to be a great addition to the council. And what she brought to the council was the fact that we had pretty much ignored the neighborhoods. And she wanted to make certain that the neighborhoods had a voice, and she perpetuated that throughout her whole term at office. So I think that to keep this moving along, I will end my comments now, but I'm saying it was a pleasure working with Doris. We didn't always agree, but I used to say, Doris, you may not be right, but you're never in doubt. And that was pretty much the case. And she would look at me and say, you know, Bill, it's sort of the same with you. So, so it's a real honor to honor Doris today. And I think it's time we recognize all she's done for our community and many of the other people that have helped. So this is a great tribute and a great start for hopefully honoring a number of people in our community. Thank you very much.
Next, coming all the way from Arizona to be with us today, Kirkland's second city manager, Mr. Terry Ellis.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Doris loved this park. It wasn't just that it was the subject of her first real expedition in citizen activism, but it was close to home for her. As the crow flies, she was a Houghtonite, as you know. She lived right over that hill. And not to be forgotten, that restaurant down there used to be the Foghorn, and anyone who knew Doris knew that was her favorite restaurant. When she'd get mad at me, I'd try to see if I couldn't get her to go to lunch there. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it didn't. Doris Cooper was a formidable and commanding presence. When she walked in a room, everybody knew it. She was smart, passionate, opinionated, and she was fearless in a fight. If you got into a fight, you wanted her on your side. Underneath this tough exterior, Doris was sentimental. But you wouldn't know that unless you knew her really well. Very few people that I knew were neutral in their opinion about Doris Cooper. One reason why I think Doris was such a good park advocate and advocate for other things was that she was so persuasive. It was really hard to say no to Doris. Just as a personal example, when I was first hired, they didn't tell me that there was a special requirement of the city manager job. The city manager had to act as the mayor's chauffeur. Because, you see, Doris didn't drive. Okay, all right. But there was a problem looming. See, when I came up here, I had a two-door Honda Civic back in the day when these were really tiny cars. As you know, Doris was not a tiny woman. Well, it didn't take very long for this to be an issue. We went someplace once, and I got out of the car, and she unfolded herself out of the car. And then she just stood there and stared at me. And that way that, unless you've been on the receiving end, you know what I'm talking about.
I've been
there. I said, what, what? She says, Terry, if you're going to be the city manager of this town, don't you think you should get a more appropriate car? And that, as they say, was that. She was very persuasive. Actually, I went home that night and told my wife, we got to get a bigger car. Yay. Doris was the first female mayor in Kirkland in a day when it wasn't common. Even female electeds were not common. And you know, she took that responsibility very seriously. She never talked about that. I don't think I heard her talk about that once, but you always knew that was on her mind. You always knew. There'd be a scrap or something, and she would push extra hard. She wouldn't stop. And you just knew there was something else operating. She viewed that as a special responsibility, and she knew that she was mindful of the fact that she was setting an example for future female electeds. And I think many of those would attest to that. Doris was witty. She could be very funny. She was the mistress of the one-liner. When I was first hired, she told the Seattle Times that hiring a city manager was like looking for a husband, only the selection was better. She had three favorite sayings that she used all the time, and to this day I use them. I say these things to people, say, where did you hear that? First one was, what goes around comes around. And then she used to say, we're going to show them how the cow eats the cabbage. And then my favorite, if you lay down with dogs, you're going to get fleas. The years when Doris was on the council and mayor were just really golden years. And it's not to diminish all the wonderful things that happened before and have happened since. But they were really halcyon years, both in parks, waterfront, open space. Doris was a leader in this. She was an advocate. She was always out front in this signature area. Now, let's be clear about something. Doris didn't do this by herself. She was teamed with some remarkable city councils, electeds and mayors, some really extraordinary people. And I really think they gave and it gave her the ability to excel in this area that she loved so much. They gave her the ability to get out there and be the spokesperson. You know, she was going to do it anyway. But they really gave her the ability to do that. But she had some really outstanding people around her. But in truth, in the parks area, it's truly my belief, she was the heart of the council on this. I really think she was. Doris was a strategic thinker. She was always thinking about long-term and talking. It wasn't uncommon to be in a conversation with her and she'd say, you know, what's this going to be like in 50 years? And what are they going to do in 30 years? Might work now, but what about long-term? I remember when we were getting ready to do a master plan for the Kirkland Cemetery. And she says, we need to do that and expand the cemetery. And she explained it like this. She says, you know, I don't intend to spend my life in Kirkland and eternity in Bellevue. So we're going to expand the cemetery. That is long-term thinking. During Doris's 20 years of service on the council, a lot of things happened in the city, and I just want to mention a few. Al already stole some of them, but just a quick list here. Doris was the coordinator of the 1976 Kirkland Bicentennial Bond Measure. And as Al referred to this, that is a huge job. That represents hundreds of hours. If you're the head of one of those, you're doing something every day. It is a big, big job and responsibility. So she was head of the 76 project, and out of that, the city built the senior center, began the acquisition of Juanita Bay Park, and then she was also the leader, 1984, 1989, and 1992 bond measures. You couldn't keep her out of them. But she got in there, she led, and she was good at it. Results of those, more acquisition in Juanita Bay Park. The city acquired the Yarrow Bay Wetlands and acquired the first community center down in South Juanita and then developed that. And the redevelopment of Crestwoods and Everest Community Parks into the gorgeous facilities that those are today. The city acquired new neighborhood parks in North Rose Hill, acquired and developed in North Rose Hill and South Rose Hill. And this was right after the annexations to bind this new expanded community together. And the acquisition of the Waverly site, now called Heritage Park. Very nice selection of a name, too, by the way. And not to be forgotten, the largest property acquisition in the city's history, which was Forbes Valley. The McCrory property, 37 acres. All that property from the road on inward, that was all acquired in those years. And then the Buren property, 175 lineal feet on this side of Brink Park. The old timers remember what used to be there. There was a dental office. Dr. Buren, sweet guy. He had his dental office there.
Yeah, how sweet.
Yeah. It's probably where you had your dental work. And we master planned and expanded the Kirkland Cemetery. And then not to forget Houghton Beach Park. Acquisition, cleanup. Redevelopment, cleanup, redevelopment to what it is today. And Doris would be so proud. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous park. And lastly, I know this is mainly about parks today, but I just want to mention one thing. Doris was more than just parks. And there were other things going on in this city at that time. These were the years when the city council made really key decisions that affect what we're all living with today. Land use, general plan and zoning, what's happening in downtown Juanita and here in the downtown, those decisions were made back then. And those were brawls. Those were big fights over, you know, what should we be and so forth. And I remember people like Doris, and there was others, Doris and Bob and Dave Russell saying, hey, we don't want to be Bellevue. Bellevue's fine, but we want to be something different. We want to have a unique personality. But those were when those decisions were made, and now they start to manifest themselves. So land use, regional government. Doris was one of the first people to see that regional government was going to be more important because the problems and issues were becoming more complicated. You couldn't do things by yourself. She was really the godmother of Suburban Cities Association, where all the cities bound together in an association, up to and including writing the bylaws. This was Doris. And that gave the smaller and mid-sized cities a standing and the ability to play in the playing field with Seattle and King County and even Bellevue. But that Doris was really the leader of that important regional government accomplishment. And public art, Al mentioned that. There was some art here, but the real push was when Doris was mayor. And I remember talking about it. She says, you know, Stokesbury was talking about that town in Colorado, Loveland, Colorado, has all that sculpture. Maybe we could do that. Maybe that could be our special niche. And so she supported that, urged the rest of the council to do that, and what you see is what you get. So Doris was a player and a contributor in many areas. But again, I really think she was the heart in many ways in terms of parks. So that brings us to today, and you know, it's almost ironic because this is where over 40 years ago Doris began her real role in parks, and here we are today. So I actually think one of Doris's sayings fits this. Sometimes what goes around comes around, and did with Doris here. Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you, Doris.
So before I go on, I just want to point out that we have all four city managers that Kirkland has ever had. We have Mr. Locke, we have Mr. Ellis, but also here with us today is David Ramsey, our third city manager. Yay. And who also worked with Doris. And we have Kurt Triplett, our current city manager. And for Kirkland, that's our Fab Four. That's our Beatles. And I don't know who McCartney is, and I don't know who Ringo is, but these are our rock stars. So welcome. We are so glad you're here. So we've heard now much of the history of the park, and we've heard from those who were very much involved. And we are here to honor Doris Cooper, but we also want to honor two other women activists, Dolores Teutsch and Judy Froelich. Now, Dolores lives out of the area and couldn't be with us today, but she does send her warmest regards. In fact, she sent a wonderful email, and I hope we can get that published. And we will be sending her a wonderful memento of the day. And Judy Froelich, who still lives in Kirkland, is unable to be here, but her daughters are here, Christine Gorley and Anne Marie Froelich. And so if you would come forward, and we're going to hear a little bit from Anne Marie.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Joan. Hello, everybody, from my mom. She sends her deepest regards. She's sorry she couldn't be here. Of course, she sends tons of hugs and kisses and love to the Coopers. So we were talking this week about, you know, kind of the beginnings and open that for me, thanks. And how did this all come about and back in the day? I mean, people my age, the tender, spry age of 48, this is home. This is like going to Northeast 45th or coming here. I grew up in this park. There's my day after graduation, we partied on the end of that dock and drank booze. We had good times, we had bad times, but it was all good. So I asked her, how did all of this start? And she said, you know, it started with Sarah. Doris put her on the bus to go to kindergarten for the first day, and she looked over to Ralph and said, we're having another baby. So lo and behold, Hannah came along. And Hannah went to kindergarten, and Doris put her on the bus, and she said, I'm going to go do something. And that's when this whole sort of civic involvement and getting involved with the waterfront and the park all started. And so we were talking and looking at the picture that on the sign up there of my mom and Doris and Dolores. And the first thing my mom said was, how young, looking at the three of them. And the things that I was thinking was how brave and how passionate and how lucky. Completely different thoughts. And, you know, just touching on the brave thing, I mean, these were women in the early 70s who were coming out. They were housewives, and it wasn't exactly like the housewives of Kirkland. And Al touched on, you know, they were collectively called the housewives, and it wasn't always in the best, kindest tone that was mentioned. But when you look at those three women, just came off Northeast 45th. I mean, we had a council member, we had a mayor, and we had a state legislator. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And of course, anyone who knows my mom and Doris knows about the passion. Nobody would call them wilting violets. They weren't exactly shy. But you know, they spoke from the heart. And you know, if there was anything that influenced them outside influences, it was what was right for the community and what was right for the people of Kirkland. I think that's what motivated them the most. They wanted to give a gift to the city. And this is just one of many things that happened. Mom was saying, interestingly enough, that when they were applying for federal funds, that actually the grant they got was for low-income communities. Which I thought was ironic. And she was very quick to point out that we technically qualified. It was all above the board, so we can be safe about that. And then I just think about the luck. You know, at the time, you think of Northeast 45th, and we think about all the great people that came out of it. Al, Dyke, Dave Russell, Mom, Doris, Dolores. Kumi Kilburn. I mean, it's just an amazing thing that just one street just produced so much. And I like to think, too, that not only did it give so much to the community, but it gave so much to our families as well. I think those of you who know the Cooper children and the Froelich children, we're not exactly shy either. It was also lucky for the city as well. Sis and I were online last night checking out some stats. There were 15,000 people that lived in Kirkland at the time Houghton Beach started. So 15,000 people who had the luck of enjoying this park. You know, today we're at 80,000. I would argue we're at 160,000 on a sunny day. But you know, just what an amazing gift to the community. And then, you know, on the luck front too, just not only great people but great family. I mean, I look at this front row here, my most favorite people in the entire world, and just the extended family is, for me, the best gift out of all of this. And Mom wanted me to close with, Ralph, a story for you, which I'm sure she's told you a million times, but one of her favorite stories was, you know, having the strength and the courage to come here and to do all these things that these women did, couldn't have done it without the family. And she remembers somebody talking about Ralph and how Ralph was the wind beneath Doris's wings. And without Ralph, none of us would be sitting here right now, especially those three who wouldn't have gone on the school bus and gotten this whole thing started. So here's to you, Ralph.
Don't go away just yet. We wanted to present this to your mother, and please give this to her with our best regards. It's a copy of framed copy of the historic and interpretive sign. Thank you so much. So we're getting towards the end of our speechifying, but now I think it is really time to hear from the Cooper family. Today, speaking for the Cooper family is Sarah Cooper. And Sarah, come on up.
Does this look familiar? Further down? I'm going to be short and sweet. I will try not to go off task, which would be my mother, and I have this propensity to do that a little bit. But I wanted to introduce you to our family that's here today, and we're really proud that everybody is here. First and foremost, my father, Ralph, who was husband of Doris for 60 plus years, and that's an amazing feat in itself. You don't have to clap every time. My sister, Hannah, is here, and her children, Riley and Lacey, are here, and we're happy that they're here, and we're very sad that they're going to be moving away for just a little while. My brother, Clifford, is here with his wife, Kathy, and their two children, Carolyn and Jennifer. Also here, oh, yes, please stand up. Some of the kids are in the back there. But they could walk forward, stand by their mother. Okay, maybe not. Doris's sister, Shirley, is here, and we're really happy that she's here from Southern California, and she's brought her three sons with her, and that would be Bill and his wife, Ellen, Clay and his wife, Lori, Pete and his wife, Judy, and their daughter, Katie. So you guys could wave or... Doris has two brothers, and they both are here also, Fred and his wife Hortensia, and Mike and his wife Marge, they're in the back, and their son Mike and his daughter Allison are also here. Preceding Doris in her death was her sister Phyllis and her husband Jerry. They're no longer with us, but we're very happy that their two sons, Scott and Jerry, are here. As many of you know, Doris loved her family very much, and she really considered the communities of Houghton and Kirkland part of her family, an extension of her family. And so with this rededication to Houghton Beach, you have greatly honored her memory today. Our thanks go out to the members of the Kirkland City Council, present and past, the Park Board, and with an extra special thanks to Lynn Stokesbury, Nona Gantz, Robert Pantley, Janet Johnson, Loita Hawkinson, and Mayor Joan McBride for spearheading this wonderful celebration. Thank you very much. I don't do mics. I'm a preschool teacher. I usually kind of holler it out to everyone.
So on behalf of the City of Kirkland, we'd also like to present this to your family. It's also another copy of the wonderful interpretive sign. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And our, yes, ma'am?
Oh, this is perfect.
Oh.
I have a husband here. I really have a really nice husband. It's Tim Olson. Wave, honey. And my daughter is here, Liesl Olson. Wave, honey. And I will say that our son Grady is up in the mountains trying to be a mountain man, and it's not working out so much for him.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I think you had 25 members of your family here. Is that correct? Amazing. So our final speaker today is, and I think Doris would be very happy with this, is our current Park Board Chair, Sue Keller.
Well, I am so glad to be here, and on behalf of the current Park Board,
I want to thank you all to be for being present today. And I'm pleased to express appreciation for three amazing women who made this park possible. And it's amazing that they also apparently, with their community service, have converted quite a few of you into comedians. So when we're done with today, I think we should take this on the road show. The three women obviously are Doris Cooper, Judy Froelich, and Dolores Teutsch, the elected and appointed officials who were community supporters of this amazing park. This 3.8-acre property is one of the crown jewels on the necklace of the shoreline parks in Kirkland. We celebrate the renaming of this park to Doris Cooper Houghton Beach Park, and we honor the first women mayor, Doris Cooper. Thank you very much.
So we are just about the end of our formal program, but I do have to thank some important people. I would like to thank the Kirkland Park staff for doing the setup today and helping to coordinate this event. I'd love to thank our wonderful park board who made the recommendation to the city council that this park should be renamed. And also to the Kirkland Heritage Society. I hope all of you stop by the tent there and look at the marvelous things that are on display through the Heritage Society. Second, I also want to, though, again, thank a group of citizens who came together to actually purchase the permanent historic interpretive sign and to make sure that this day went without a hitch and did all of the planning. So the members of this group are, and would you just like stand or do something or wave or... The members are Nona Gans, Lynn Stokesberry, Robert Pantley, Janet Johnson, Hazel Russell, Doreen Marcioni, Rick Whitney, and Louita Hawkinson. Thank you so, so much. When the group started planning and raising money for this event, they started from a place of loving Doris Cooper and quickly realized that we also needed to thank the other pioneers of this time, the great park board members, the city council, and the staff from those days. And we were determined to be sure that they were included because they are the ones who made this the best city in the state. So this day is about Doris, but it's also about each of you and you and the legacy of greatness that you have left us to live up to. And our challenge to make sure that we enhance what you built. Now, I want you to be sure, before I give my last sentence, could I just ask all, we have a lot of former mayors here and a lot of former council members. Could I ask all former council members and former mayors to either stand up or wave, whether or not you were mentioned today, and also former staff members, please. Just stand up. Come on. Mary Alice, where are you? Mr. Springer, I think you count. Mr. Pantley. Where would we be without them? So I want you to be sure to look at the signs. We've got the interpretive sign and the new park sign. Take a look at the historic photos, and guess what? That committee bought a whole bunch of scripts, so you can go over there and get a hot dog and a drink. So be sure and get the script. I don't know where it is. Where's the script? Oh, Janet's got it. If you want a hot dog, I'm going to have two. Go and get a script, and you can go over there and get a hot dog and a drink for free. So thank you all for coming today. This is a wonderful celebration. And I'm so glad it didn't rain. Is that a thank you, Doris, or just thank you to the universe? So thanks for coming. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doris Cooper Houghton Beach Park.
One more. to be part of the family.
Well, this is a really special day, and it was so nice to see so many people from Kirkland. And for both of us, we had friends that showed up that were junior high friends and high school friends that we had no idea were coming today to celebrate with us, and that was really special.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Anything else?
I know that Mom would have loved this day. I think it would have just blown her away that she had so many friends. I think she was so well liked and respected, but she never quite knew that. And for all these people to be here would have meant a lot to her. And this park was always very, very special, and to have her name added to it is just exactly what she would have wanted.
I love Doris. She was my mother-in-law, and some people are afraid to have mother-in-laws, but she's amazing. And this woman would do so much reading after she'd put on a dinner for everyone, go to a meeting, come back and read. Amazing woman, amazing.
I look at this park and I see the floating raft out there. That was Doris's idea to bring four high school students on to, as an adjunct committee to the park board. And they came up with that idea of having the float separate from the other people. And it was just, it's called community involvement. And Doris loved being involved with the neighborhoods and the community and the schools. We had a wonderful time.
As a city manager working for a mayor like Doris, it was a great time. This was a great time to be a city manager and to work in this city. Doris was a strong mayor. She was smart. She was visionary, progressive, and she was tough. And she was very supportive of the staff, and I think these were years when the city accomplished a lot.
This whole occasion was most fitting for Doris, and I think the ladies that really got this park incorporated into the city and the people that have followed with the park and have help it develop, and to the thing it is right now is it's been expanded considerably, and it's a great credit not only to just Doris but to all the people that had something to do with it. And this is not just a person project, this is a whole community project, and the people that live here are really proud of this park. And you can see what you see here today, the fact that it had such a wonderful turnout. It's a real testament to the kind of program that the city's been following and giving parks like this to the citizens of this town.
She was our neighbor. We lived up the street from us. Al Locke lived down the street. Doris lived three houses down from us on 45th in Houghton at that time. And then, of course, later on it became Kirkland. But no, she was a neighbor of ours.
Oh, it was very, very successful, and a well-deserved recognition of former mayor and council member Doris Cooper. It was great to see all of her family here and many friends and others who helped make this park and a lot of the other waterfront on the city of Kirkland be utilized by the and available for the public. So it was just a great day and brought together a lot of people who really made a difference in the community.